there! Come to Chickasola Town. Oh, I can promise you fun in town today. Papa Johnson is realizing that the little purple people eater that he is talking about may be a Fig Newton of his imagination. Let's drop in on him, but first, let's stop off here a moment. And now to the backyard of the Johnson home. There he is talking with the Professor Potash, who also has a little moon man of his own. The two are sitting on the back porch. And Mr. Johnson, I can't understand why it is that everything that your purple people eater predict that are to come true, and everything that mine predict don't ever happen.
Well, like I say, maybe... Maybe mine is in the know and maybe yours ain't, you see. They must be getting some kind of beam from the moon. Maybe mine is on one side and yours is on the other, you know.
And what you mean by that?
Well, maybe my purple people eater, he is in and he getting the straight dope, and maybe yours is kind of, well, like the Democrats and the Republicans when they have the elections and all that, you see. Sometimes they're in, sometimes they're out. And when they're out, they ain't as strong as they is when they're in.
Oh. So, it would be my luck to get the one that was out. You reckon they gotta have elections on the moon like we do?
I don't know. This little purple people eater of mine, he don't talk too much. He ain't no bigger than your thumb. I don't know why he called himself a people eater anyway, because he couldn't eat nothing, little as he is. He claimed, though, what little talking I can get out of him, he claimed that on the moon the folks live under the ground.
Oh. You mean they done had a war and a big underground movement?
No, this ain't got nothing to do with the war. The sun is so hot up there. Boy, if you think the sun is hot along the equator, on the Earth, you ought to go up there on the moon. Sometime it gets so hot it almost melts the rocks up there.
Oh. Well, maybe that's the reason that they're so little, so they can get under the ground easy.
Yeah. You say sometimes the purple people's eaters, that they have what they call giants, like we do, you know. And the purple people eater giant, he is long as your forefinger instead of your thumb. And they have trouble getting out of the heat because they can't get into the crevices.
What kind of crevices?
Well, down underneath the moon, you know, underneath the surface, like we got caves on the Earth, they got them up there.
Oh. Oh, I see. Well, where do they get their water?
I don't know. I don't know where they drinks any water, no. I ain't never seen this purple people eater that I knows of, but to come to see me, I ain't ever seen him drink no water as you.
I ain't never seen the one that I see drink water. The only time I see him is just before I go to sleep at night. He come on my window pane.
Yeah. This one of mine got so he followed me around.
Do we?
Yeah. In fact, don't look now, but he right behind me.
Well,
I ask you not to look now. When you look like that, he disappear and go away.
You mean he was right back there?
That's where he was. Oh, I tell you that this is a strange thing. Did you know that horse that he told me to bet on, that long shot, that thing came in and paid $80 for two?
Miss Johnson? That was the scariest thing I ever seen.
Of course it was.
I done seen a lot of phenomenal things in my life. But that horse, there's a horse that always run last. And he run last this time. But the reason he won the race is because all the rest of the horses piled up at the finish and were disqualified. You is probably the only racehorse player in the whole world that ever won on a 80 to on a 40 to whatever it was. They got $80 for two.
Them long, long odds, Professor. I don't guess they make odds any longer than that.
Oh, no. That's about the longest odds that I've ever heard in the horse racing business, Miss John. And size that, this horse that was running, he ain't never won no race. Nowhere.
And to think that my little purple people eater told me that he was going to win.
Phenomenal. And that thing, that purple people eater of mine that come on my windowsill at night, he told me another horse is going to win. He ain't never right, and yours is always right. What you going to do with $80?
I don't know.
Maybe he'll give you another horse. If he do, you can put the whole $80 on it. Think of it. A long shot with $80 on his nose, and you wouldn't have to worry about your wife dogging you to go to work for another year.
But he don't always give me a racehorse.
But he always tell you something, don't he?
Yeah. Always tell me a little something about something.
Maybe you could bet on that.
Oh. Wait a minute. Come to think about it. He gave me a number last night.
What was the number?
4392694.
Well, you can't play that number, Miss Johnson.
If I only knowed what number's in that, it would be the numbers.
Maybe you could play the combinations.
How you gonna play combinations with all them numbers?
Well, split them up and we rework them, you know, and split them up into different components, and then twist them around and keep on moving with them that way. Probably take your whole $80 to put 2 cents on each number, but at least you wouldn't be taking no chance.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be winning nothing, Professor. No, it gotta be better than that. Let me see now. He must have had some idea or some reason for giving me that number.
Well, maybe so. But I wonder what the idea and the reason was.
What is it that has a number like that? Let me see. It must be... Look here in the newspaper. Over at the prison, they having the final championship boxing match. And this man's number is the same number as the one that the Purple People Eater give me. And he's the underdog.
They're betting 20-1 against him.
And that's the same number.
Ah, 20-1. You bet $80. You would wind up with something like, I don't know how much it would be, but it sure would be a lulu. Come on, Miss Johnson, I know there's a man that'll take your bet.
He might take my $80.
Well, at least you're right, he might.
But I gonna risk it. That Purple People Eater is right this time. I ain't never gonna take no more chances. I just gonna wait till he give me a number or a thing to bet on, and then I gonna bet everything I got. Come on, Professor, this is our day. And what happens after that makes up the fun in Chickasaw Town at this same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment. First, a moment here.
This is your writer-actor-producer, Jimmy Scribner, on The Johnson Family, thanking you for today, hoping you'll join us tomorrow at this same time as Papa Johnson slowly begins to become a very rich man. See you then. Goodbye.